Okay, I guess I should start the show thingy. Hi everyone, this is RBCP. I'm going to be doing calls tonight for at least, I don't know, an hour. I really wasn't planning on doing a long show tonight because I thought Brent Westwood was coming on, but apparently he's not. So maybe I'll be on longer. Or maybe Sloth will come along and take over for me. That would be nice. So do that, Sloth, or Ice Goose, or somebody that wants to be on the air tonight. Since Brent Westwood is busy with real life, like a loser. So tonight I'm doing more complainers, of course, because that's what I'm into right now. I spent like an hour on Twitter searching for people who say the phrase horrible customer service. And if their complaints were good, I tried to get their phone numbers. And I got a lot of them. I got maybe 10. I would have got more if I knew I was doing more of a show, but no. Lux, I'm the same person as Roy. RBCP is Roy, okay? It's alright. Let me know if, like, things are too loud. Like, the background music sounds too loud to me, but I don't think it's too loud on the stream. I've been not knowing how to fix my levels for over a year now. It's sucked like this. So, I guess we'll just get into this. I watched the movie MacGruber while I was getting all of these Twitter people, and that was pretty awful. I mean, I expected awful, but I didn't expect, you know, not funny awful. That's not true. I laughed. I really did. Okay, so this first one, I gotta scroll down to what she said. Her name is Beth. Yeah, Venditron, who I'm going to nail to a cactus someday soon, says it's barely audible, the background music. Anyway. I don't know. Okay, first person. Actually, okay, I need ideas, okay? I want to do, like, a show where I just steal everyone's ideas from the chat room. So, that's what I need tonight. People in the chat room, give me ideas to steal. Surge says I need to tell her her order was upside down. Okay, so next one, since that didn't work out. Next one's name is Sue. She met her friends at Gloria's in Plano last night. Great food, horrible service, but the manager made it right. So she left happy. So she's not necessarily unhappy, so I need to make her unhappy. Gloria's restaurant. It's a new alternative to Tex-Mex cuisine with a dash of Salvadoran flavor. It's a Texan restaurant chain. So she was unhappy with the customer service. The manager called her back and made it right. Something like that. And we need to break that. We need to make her unhappy. Gotta make Sue very unhappy with Gloria's. Wait, let me make sure I got the name right. Yeah, Gloria's Restaurants. I'll say I'm the cook. Tux is saying to do the same thing. She's un-American, uncultured.
Corporate Talent Resources.
Oh, I'm calling for Sue. Is Sue there?
She's not available.
Oh, do you know when she...
Can I tell her who's calling?
Oh, my name is Serge. I'm calling from the restaurant from Gloria's.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm calling from Gloria's, the restaurant that she was at.
Okay.
So will she be around? Can I call back later then?
What restaurant is this?
It's called Gloria's. She was in here.
And when was she there?
Yesterday.
Gloria's?
Are you her secretary? What the fuck? Should I just try back in an hour or two?
Can you tell me who this is and what it's... What
I already told you, remember? Remember that time I told you I'm Serge from Gloria's?
Can you tell me what it's regarding?
No, I don't know who you are. This is between me and her.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to let anyone talking to me this way talk to her. So you can either straighten up or I'm going to hang up the phone.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's an adult and she can make decisions on her own. So she doesn't need you screening all her fucking calls. So I'll try back later, I guess, then.
Can you tell me where Gloria's is located?
She knows where we're located. Don't be an idiot. Thanks for being an asshole. I was just trying to take care of something here, but whatever.
Hey, Serge.
Maybe I should have stayed on. I don't know. That was weird. Who the hell was he? He remembered the name. He said Serge at the end. So I'll figure something else out tonight. You know, like if I go through all of these and nothing happens, I won't just quit. I'll be here for at least an hour. Evil Ideas says he thinks that guy thinks I'm fucking his girl. That could be it. He didn't even seem to know that she was at that place last night. That was weird. I was just looking through Twitter for something else, and I happened across this guy's number. He tweeted 7 hours ago. He's like, at AT&T, please call me. Kevin, my cell is messed up, and he has his phone number in it. So let's listen to his voicemail before I quit the show.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kevin?
Speaking.
Oh, this is David from AT&T. I understand you're having some problems.
Yeah, a lot of problems.
Oh, what's the problems?
Well, I right now I can't text 5-digit numbers. So that includes, any radio stations or any kind of...
There's no such thing as a 5-digit number.
There actually is, sir.
Well, no, it's a scam.
Well, no, it's a scam, he said.
Well, it's a scam.
No, actually, I've done it, and I've been doing it for years. We've been doing it for years. Hold on a second.
I know, but you're getting scammed. It's a scam for stupid people to believe in.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Because it's a scam for stupid people to believe in. That's what he just said.
Who said that?
This is why, I don't know, but this is why I don't want people call me at 10:45. This is why I'm not paying my bill this month.
No,
AT&T is paying my bill.
Asked us to call.
I know, but I don't want to be called stupid.
Well, no, I'm not saying stupid. I'm just saying it's a scam for stupid people. Like those 5-digit numbers, they charge you money.
Dude, it's radio stations. We've been doing it for years. Yeah, we've been doing it for years. And so you text in different things. It's not a scam. I don't know where you guys are located. I guess I'm guessing California or someplace in the West Coast.
No, our call center is in Texas.
Texas. Well, that's even worse. All I know is...
Wait, hey, what are you saying about Texas?
Hey, all I know is this. We're over in New Jersey. We're in the Philadelphia region, so a lot of these radio stations, they have 5-digit numbers that you text in to win tickets and stuff.
You don't mess with Texas.
All right, he's saying that now he's telling me not to mess with Texas.
Well, what's your problem with Texas? You're being an asshole and saying, Texas is even worse than California. I'm just calling to help you.
He just called me an asshole.
Because you're being an asshole.
Wait, is the call being recorded and monitored?
Yes, of course. So we record and monitor all of our calls.
You have your supervisor.
This is the second dickhead in a row from Texas.
Wait. Oh, now I'm a dickhead. First, I'm stupid because I'm
from
Texas.
I'm an asshole. You're a dickhead.
So you can curse. You can curse at me, but I can't curse at you.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, well, come on, man.
Oh, you didn't just call me a dickhead. I didn't hear that, did I?
Well, you called me an asshole first. What? Twice.
So you did say it.
Oh, you're not on the
Listen,
phone.
Just
no, I'm telling you.
Tell that whore to shut up, because this is between
it's
men.
It's not FDC. It's not FDC. It's FCC.
Yeah, tell that stupid bitch how it is. Tell her to shut up. This is between me and you, not her. Tell her to get back in the kitchen.
Wait, this is Theo. No, this is Theo messing with me.
Can you put her on the phone?
He just said, tell that stupid bitch to shut up.
You know, it's really annoying that you keep doing that.
Yo, is this Theo?
No, I'm Roy from AT&T. You asked us to call. We're giving you a call back.
Roy from AT&T.
I don't know why you're doubting me.
It sounds like Theo messing with me. Excuse me. He called you a stupid bitch, not just a bitch.
I never said a bitch. I said she was a whore.
Now she's a whore?
No, I said that before. I said she's a whore. I would never call a woman a bitch.
Wait, so you'd never call a woman a bitch, but you'd call her a whore?
There's a difference. And she was being annoying. Like, just tell her to be quiet. This is between me and you. I mean, what's the point in me and you having a conversation if you're just going to talk to her instead?
You're right, it's kind of comical, though.
Leave the room.
They should give this guy his own TV show.
Tell her to go back to the kitchen.
He said go back to the kitchen.
The call is being recorded,
no,
correct?
Yeah, of course, ma'am.
He works at some shack.
I just got hung up on. Wow. Why would he just hang up? I think she reached over and hung up the phone. I think that's what happened. Okay, well, that was fun at least. I mean, something's good has come out of all this. So now I can end the show, right? The show's over. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. Settle down, everyone. I'm going to do some more things. I'm looking on Google Maps right now for cul-de-sacs. So I'll be back soon, but there might be a couple songs play before then. So stay... I don't want creative... Kiss, kaboom, and I'ma send your ass straight up to the moon, and I'ma dev dealer... Hello, this is AT&T. Can I help you? Hello? You guys, this is still him. Hello, can I help you? Oh, crap. Okay, so what happened is that guy never hung up. He hung up, but I assume that was his home phone because it didn't actually hang up, and he was there the whole time. I don't know if he picked up and he heard the music playing, but he just hung up for real this time. But then he kept picking up and he kept dialing touch tones. I kind of want to know what those touch tones are now. How many digits did he dial? Did anybody notice? Was it 7 digits? That was weird. Okay, so, I'm still looking for stuff. He's gone now. All right, back to music. I'm still looking for things. I will be back soon. I got backtraced. Kiss, kaboom, and I'ma send your ass straight up to the moon, and I'm a death dealer. The cities of the cities, a man eater. Heavy metal bitch, wielding a weapon, not the fucking killer. Okay. Alright, here's what we have. Alright, that guy's phone picked up, and he dialed a 10-digit number. And hold on, I gotta set something up here real quick before I lose everything I've done. Turn the recording back on. Wait, no. Okay, there it goes. Okay. Alright, so, listen. Hold on, wait, let me go to manual DJ. Alright, so, here's the number he dialed. Can anyone decode that? Does anyone know what that is? So, here's my idea. I used to know, does anyone know any of those ANI, I need a number that I can call, and it says, enter your phone number. Oh, I know. Wait. Okay, I think I know what to do. I'm going to call AT&T Pacific Bell in California. I think this one
Welcome
does it.
Welcome to AT&T.
Para español, marque uno.
I see you're calling
no.
from 559.
No.
Okay, please say or enter the 10-digit phone number listed on your account. You can also say, I don't... Sorry, I'm not sure what you entered. If you have service with AT&T... Thanks, I'll just look that up.
Come on, tell me the number.
All right. Which are you calling about? Please say, order new AT&T service.
No. All right. Okay. T-Mobile. I think T-Mobile does it. Let's try T-Mobile. Does anyone know any of those phone numbers? Like, it's like, please enter your number. You enter the number, and then it repeats the number back to you. I used to know some of those, but I don't know them anymore. I'm going to try T-Mobile.
T-Mobile 4G. Now faster and more dependable.
I really want this to work. Oh, man, it heard me. Okay.
I didn't get that. To look up your account, I'll need the 10-digit mobile number you're calling about. You can enter... Thanks. Well, let me just look that up. I wasn't able to find that mobile number in my records. Perhaps I got it wrong. Let's try again. What's the number?
Oh, come on, tell me. God. All right, Verizon. Does Verizon do it? Let's try Verizon. I really want to do this. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm going to say to whoever I... Okay, the guy named Jerk1452 from the chat rooms might have something for us. It's a website. It is dialabc.com, and it will detect the DTMF tones. And it says it can't detect my type of file. And it's a normal file. It's 64 kilobits per second, MP3. Why can't it detect that? Why? No, it won't tell me. Is there any other websites like that? Oh, I do have an idea, though. Here's what we're going to do. There's a service called SlyDial. It's slydial.com, but I have their phone number saved in my Skype, and it lets you go directly to people's voicemails. So we're going to call that, and we're going to type in this number and see what happens.
SlyDial, a free service brought to you by Joopz.com.
This show is taking a left turn.
JOOPZ.com. Two-way text messaging from your PC to a mobile phone and back. Ready to SlyDial someone? Enter their mobile phone number now, or the first four letters of their... Don't you have any friends? You can't SlyDial yourself. Let's try this again.
What?
Enter another 10-digit mobile
my
phone
God.
Number now.
All right, so that just told me that he was dialing me. Which is weird, because, because we were already on the phone. That's why I wasn't dialing. Okay, so I was just trying to decode my own telephone number. So if any of you on the stream, you decode those touchtones you just heard, you'll have my Silicon Valley phone number. I just got owned. All right. I'm going to go back to looking for Coldy Sacks, and then I will come back and do some pranks, I promise. Be back soon. I'm dumb. Dick Soup wants me to call KDK and see if he'll co-host with me.
I think is available to take your call.
That sounds
Please
like a good idea.
After the...
Let me try this guy one more time. Is KDK doing a show tonight? Jill.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Dave Caron?
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, KDK. It's Sloth. I was just wanting to find out if you'd co-host with me tonight, because you're a prank-calling legend, and my show's really falling flat on its face tonight, and I could really use your help. So, I'll try back later, but I'd really like you to do a show with me, because I'm sure you could really help out, because it's going really poorly right now. I'll call back later. Thanks, KDK. Alright, I will, I'm looking through neighborhoods. I'm trying to find, you know, nicer neighborhoods, so they'll have working phone numbers. Maybe I should just go back to Atherton and start calling people there again. I don't know, but right now I'm doing something in the state of Washington. I will keep working on this neighborhood. So far, three people haven't picked up.
Now
this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
Guess what town I'm calling people in, Nick?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said freshen it a dice in the mirror. If anything, I can say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
Of course they're not going to answer. It's been that kind of night.
Hello.
Hi, is Carolyn there? Hello?
Hello.
Is Carolyn there?
Who's this?
It's David from next door. Is Carolyn there?
No, he's not in, David. What can we do?
Where's Carolyn?
Carolyn is not home.
Oh, should I try back later then?
What, do you need something?
Oh, I was just walking down on our block, and I noticed the problem in your driveway. Can I help you with that? I mean, is everything okay there?
What's this problem in driveway?
I was looking at the bricks. I noticed the bricks. Like, there's a problem with the bricks. Are you gonna...
What?
Have you called somebody to have that fixed yet? I mean, it looks pretty bad.
Our brick?
Yes.
What happened to it?
Oh, there's like this one brick in your driveway. And it's sticking up like a quarter of an inch. Like maybe there's a tree root or something under there. It's sticking
gosh,
up.
I didn't notice.
I know. I'm surprised you didn't, feel it when you drove over it or something. But yeah, it's just sticking up.
Where in the driveway is this?
Oh, it's...
I'm just looking at the driveway. I don't see anything.
Oh, you better get out there and look. It's close to the sidewalk. Maybe it would be in the path of, you know, when you pull your car out. But it's just this brick, and it's sticking up kind of at an angle. Maybe a eighth of an inch or so. And it looks
going to look at it.
It makes it look like we were hobos.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Oh. But I'm going to look at it. Thanks for calling, David.
I would talk to your brick
I'm
people.
I'm going to look at it right away.
Okay, I can hold while you look at it. Because I'm right here with you. I mean, I can... Maybe I should come out and help you find it.
Yeah, maybe you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. I don't have pants on. Or underwear.
Okay, I will check it.
Okay, I can wait. I can wait on the phone while you. Do you have a cordless phone?
Okay, just hold it. Yeah.
Okay. Good luck. Godspeed. Do you have a cordless? Are you going to take me with you?
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing.
Let me put some clothes on.
Oh yeah, you're more dedicated than me. I don't even have underwear on. I'm standing at full attention.
I will be right over, but I can't believe I just drove in and they didn't notice anything.
Oh, I don't see how you missed it. I mean, it's at least an eighth of an inch.
It's
just sticking up, and I mean,
that's something I didn't expect to.
Yeah,
at the garage, huh?
This is bullshit. No, closer to closer to the sidewalk, closer to the street.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, people just drive in and out all the time, and those brakes probably breaking.
Oh, no.
Let me open the door. Let me look.
I hope they give you some sort of a, you know, I hope you have some sort of a warranty on those bricks, because it's just...
No, we don't have any guarantee of anything.
Goodness.
Well, I'm just opening...
You're opening the garage?
I don't see anything, David.
At least a 16th of an inch.
Somewhere else.
Sticking up at an angle. It's close to
no. I don't see anything at all.
Oh, you don't?
Maybe
no. It's kind of like right by that little white thing. Is that your mailbox? That little white thing on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's
it's,
the
it's,
mailbox and nothing there.
You don't see it?
No. Nothing.
Oh,
David. I mean, can you put something on and show it to me what you see? Because I don't see anything here.
Is anybody out?
It's maybe somebody else, David, you saw, huh?
Oh, no, it's definitely your driveway. It's right by that little white mailbox thing. Is anybody else out on the street right now? Because I could just run over naked.
No, there's nobody at this street. Just come over and see. There's no break here.
Yeah, I'll run out naked. Those people across the street, they're not out in their yard or anything?
No, nobody's that out. Just come in. Don't worry.
Those hobos across the street? With their recycle bin out. Yeah, I'm going to come over naked, and I'll be right over. Like, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
I'm going to come out naked.
Okay.
I'll be naked.
Oh, don't worry about
it. Yeah, I'm just wearing,
I'm wearing a wife beater.
Okay, I'm wearing a wife beater and nothing else.
Okay.
Maybe we can, hang out for a bit after.
I don't see anything that you mentioning at all at the wife.
Oh,
anything. I don't see anything.
You're blind as a bat, clearly. Okay, I'll be right out, okay?
Okay.
I'll see you in just a minute. Don't move.
Okay, that's okay.
Don't move. That was fun. All right, next. Okay, now I gotta call the hobos across the street. Since he's standing out there. What am I gonna say to the hobos?
Hello.
Please
leave a message about my dog.
Damn you hobos. Damn you hobos. Hey, I'm calling for Edwin or Tamer. This is the guy across the street. Are you there? Pick up the phone. Pick up. I'm standing in my driveway right now. I need to know what you did to my bricks. I know you're responsible for these bricks. So please pick up the phone. Please pick up the phone. Come on. You don't need to hide like this. Oh, that's so weird. One of these neighbors, they have a phone number in West Philadelphia. Okay, I just hung up on that guy. I don't know if it's necessarily West Philadelphia, but it's a Philadelphia phone number. I mean, it's a Pennsylvania phone number. I have no idea where in Pennsylvania. I just know the area code. All right, let's call Marcio. Oh, I haven't looked at his house yet. I need to, crap. Wow, this city's a lot nicer than Atherton. This is Bel Air, by the way.
We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return.
Balls. Okay, let me look up some more.
And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
You have reached 310-472-2952.
Edwin?
If you'd like to leave a message
Edwin.
Eric, Jacqueline, or Anthony, please do so after the beep with your...
Eric. Eric is who I need to talk to. Okay, let me try again. it's busy because they have a landline. Their machine's got to rewind.
You have reached 310-472-2952. If you'd like to leave a message for B, Eric, Jacqueline, or Anthony, please do so after the beep with your callback number. Thank you.
Anthony? Anthony, are you there? Hello? Anthony? It's your neighbor. Please pick up. It's kind of important. Anthony, it's Edwin across the street. Anthony, I think I'm in your basement. I found a secret passage under the street. Anthony, please pick up. I'm lost. Do you have a bomb shelter? Because I think I'm in the bomb shelter, but it's kind of dark down here. Anthony, please pick up, Anthony. I'm not kidding around here. Anthony. Okay, I'm going to try back. Okay, I'll try back. Bye, Anthony. Now that don't kill me can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, because I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, because I can't get much wronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been longer. Let's get lost tonight, you could be my Black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary, I'm the boss tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, this Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness, cause right now thou have forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness, that I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ape shit. Especially in my pastel on my babe shit. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel. Homie, take six and take this, haters. Now that don't kill me can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much wronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. I don't know if you got a man or not, if you made plans or not, if God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot, but I know that God put you in front of me. Whoa. So how the hell could you front on Whoa. Me? There's 1,000 users, only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton Dom night, so we gon' do everything the con like. Heard you'll do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making this bigger, longer, faster, stronger. Now that don't kill me can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much wronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Acting all cool and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys...
No! Ow! Damn fax machines. Alright, it's busy. Let me try another one. Oh, hello? Kazuo?
Yes.
Hey, it's Andy from across the street.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
I'm not getting good cell reception down here. I found a secret passage in my basement, and I think it leads to your basement. I'm pretty sure I went in that direction. Do you know like if there's an opening to the secret passage on your side?
Yes.
There is? In the basement?
We have no basement.
Well, I think I'm under your house. Do you hear me knocking on the floor? I'm banging on the ceiling right now.
Banging?
I'm banging on the ceiling. Do you hear it?
Oh, you are banging on the ceiling?
Yes, I think I'm under your house. I live across the street, and I found the secret passage this evening, and I went in the direction of your house, and I think I'm under your house. Have you heard me screaming down here?
I don't hear anything.
Oh,
just a minute.
Like, is there any kind of a hatch? A hatch in the floor? Is there maybe if you pull up your carpets?
Because it's kind of dark, and I think I'm lost. I don't know how to get back to the entrance where I came in, at my basement.
Who am I speaking to?
My name's Harold Kaufman.
Kaufman,
across the street. You know Pamela Kaufman?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
But you are across the street. How can you get under my car, under my house?
Yeah, it's a secret passage. There must have been, for some reason, a secret passage. And I'm lost. I think I'm under your house. I keep hitting on the ceiling with a broom. You don't hear me hitting?
No, I don't. Huh? Hello?
It's not a wrong number. Don't let her tell you to lie to me. Tell her it's not nice to lie to your neighbors. You know Pam Kaufman, right?
Are you the son of Pam?
Yes, it's not a wrong number. It's right across the street. Maybe you could come over and go down to the basement and go through the secret passage and find me. Can you bring a flashlight or a lantern?
Where did you get into that? Where did you get in?
Oh, it was in the basement, in the cellar.
Oh, your basement.
Yeah, but all I have is my cell phone, light, so I can't see very good. I think I'm under your house, though. I was wondering if maybe there's a door.
I'll go over. Is there anybody in your house right now?
No, it's just me, but I think the door's unlocked. Can you bring a lantern? Like a kerosene lantern?
Door is locked, huh?
No, it's unlocked. Can you bring a parrot with you? Like a parrot? Just we'll make sure that there's enough oxygen.
Huh?
We'll make sure there's enough oxygen down here.
Wait, just a minute. I'll let you talk to my wife.
Do you have a bird?
This is something I can't understand.
Do you have a bird, though?
No, what is this? Okay, just a moment.
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Hi, it's Harold. Across the street?
Who is this?
Harold, I'm a relative of Pam's.
Yeah?
Pam Kaufman?
Yeah?
Yes, can you send Kazuo over with a lantern and a parrot? Because I think I'm underneath your house, and it's a secret passage. It was in my basement.
I think you have a wrong number.
No, that's not, no. I'm calling from across the street, Pamela Kaufman. Do you know Pamela Kaufman? What? I'm gonna die down here. Don't let me die. They're gonna feel like shit when the ambulance shows up tomorrow and the fire truck and. Metalman wants me to say that I found the plans for their sleeper cell. What a jerk. Just hang. Kazuo?
Hello?
Hi, your dumb bitch of a wife hung up on me. I think I'm in a wine cellar, because I can feel bottles of wine. Do you have a wine cellar?
No.
Oh, I think you have a secret one that you don't know about. Can you
hello?
Do you have a bird and a lantern?
No, I don't have a bird. Oh. I don't have a wine cellar either.
Well, I think you do, and I think you just don't know that it's here. But I'm underneath your house.
What's the problem you have? You cannot come out from there?
Yeah, I can't figure out where the exit is. So if you come down to my basement, my front door is open. And bring a lantern.
Is your garage door open?
Yeah. Do you have enough kerosene for a lantern? That big mountain hill thing in your front yard. I could tell I was underneath that first, and then now I'm behind. Now I'm under your house because I turned left.
Just a moment.
Okay.
I'll call HAS for you.
HAS?
Yeah.
What would that
okay.
be? What? No, just come to my house. Bring a lantern and a bird. What the fuck's HAS?
Yeah,
Hi, Tanya.
Huh? Just a moment. I'll get the number.
Hey, can you tell her to go back to the kitchen? We don't need her help. But no, don't call HAS.
What? Why?
Because they might want some of the profits. They might want me to split some of these gold bars that I found down here.
Oh.
No, don't call ACS.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys. Fuck those motherfuckers. They're not getting any of my gold bars that I found down here.
Yeah, just a moment.
Do you think maybe these are your gold bars? Because I think they're under your house.
What? By the way, you're my neighbor. What is your name?
My name's Harold, but I'm a relative of Pam Kaufman. I live across the street at 1749.
Yeah?
Yeah. What,
He says he's 1749. Kaufman.
Yeah, dummy. Just get over here.
Number?
You don't have to put on pants. Just...
What? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
What is your telephone number?
Oh, it should be on your caller ID. Do you have caller ID? It's a 650 number.
Caller ID?
Yeah.
No, we don't have a caller ID.
Oh, is that too expensive? You can't afford the extra monthly charge of $7.49 a month?
Well, yeah, that's not most important. You have to prove that you're my neighbor.
I have to prove it? I'm under your house. I'm banging on the ceiling. Can't you hear me?
No, I don't hear any noise underneath. We have no basement in our house.
Well, not that you know of, but I think I'm in your basement. It's a secret basement. There's gold bars and wine down here.
Okay, that's okay. I'll call HAS.
No,
so just a moment.
Don't call
okay.
them. Don't call them.
Not HAS.
And he hung up on me again. All right, so as he was telling me this ACS thing, I was looking at things on his property, and there's a little sign in the ground, a security system sign that says ACS on it. So I hope he doesn't call us. Actually, I hope he does call a security company. Yeah, there's a man underneath my house, in from the secret passage. There was only, the person that I was claiming to call from, I'm going to call them now, and, I sure don't know how to do a, hold on a second. Yeah, I don't know how to imitate his voice. This lady's name is Kaufman, though. I wonder if that's a celebrity name, because I know a Kaufman or two in Hollywood. Yeah, Mr. Clay is saying he said HAS, and that's what I thought at first. So maybe I'm wrong about the security sign. Maybe. I don't know. These people aren't home, though.
Hi. You've reached 310-472-4876. Please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you. Thanks.
Let's try Mr. Kaufman again. I have to prove... I think that was Andy Kaufman's son just now. Oh, it's busy. How are their answering machines busy?
Hello?
Hi, it's Kazuo from across the street.
Across the street?
Yeah. That your neighbor?
Which?
Over at 1750 with the big mountain thingy in our yard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm stuck in the secret passage underneath it's from the basement. And I think I might be under your house now.
You can't be under my house because we're on a slab.
Mm-hmm. No, I think this goes, like, I walked straight forward to your house, but now I can't find my way back.
Right. Our house is built on a slab. There is no underneath our house.
Is that why you can't hear me banging on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Because it goes really far in your direction, but it went downhill quite a bit.
What street are you on?
Well, I'm on the same street as you. I'm right across the street on Stone Canyon. I'm
1750. The people who live there are...
Go ahead and say it. They're Asian, right?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to do a very good accent. I've been working on it, so thank you for believing that.
Well, how did you get under the street?
It's in my cellar. We have like a little cellar for wine, and there was an extra door behind the plaster, and I opened it, and it went straight toward your house. And I've gone at least 100 feet now. But now I can't figure out how to get back because there's so many turns. And I saw some clues here. This one on the wall, it says, "Ye intruders beware, crushing death and grief, soaked with blood of the trespassing thief." Do you know what that means?
No idea.
Oh, can you can you come over with a lantern?
A lantern to where? To your house?
Yeah, because my wife's not here, and, you know, like, I don't know if I can get back, but if you can come back with a light or something, all I have is my cell phone light.
And you've got, the house is all gated up, or are you going to let me
just
in?
Just leap over. I can't get up to let you in if you just leap over the fence. It's not that high, really. Can you bring a bird? Can you bring a bird also? Because that way we can see if there's poisonous gases down here.
Yeah, all right. Enough of the joke.
No, it's not a joke. There's kind of like a white planter right in front of my yard. If you put your foot on that, you can just jump right over into the trees.
Yeah.
I really need help. I think I'm under your house.
You couldn't possibly be under my house.
My house
doesn't have a basement.
It's a labyrinth. It goes way...
The what?
It's a labyrinth, Lux says. And it goes way, down a lot and then over toward your house. There's like this organ, this piano. It's made out of bones. And I tried hitting some notes on it, but like some of the floor collapsed. So if you come to that room, be really careful, okay? Just make sure you bring a lantern.
I'll call the police if you like.
No police, because I think there could be treasure, and they'll just take it from us.
They're welcome to them.
No, it's my treasure. The door is in my house, and it's either mine or yours, and you don't want them taking it if it's yours, because I think it's under your house. So I think it means it's yours. We have to split it.
It's not mine. And
don't fuck this up for me. Come on. What was that? Come on, I just need help. Can you come over with a lantern and a bird?
Yeah, where should I get a bird?
Do you have a bird?
Of course not.
Well, don't be a smartass. That's just, if you had a bird, that would be really convenient. But if you just have a lantern, that would be good too. So just come over, climb the fence. The front door is unlocked. Okay. Are you coming right away? Sir? Hello?
Hello.
Are you coming right away? Please.
No.
You're not? Hello?
No.
Sir? Why are you being quiet now?
Let me ask you a question. How did you get my phone number?
It's in my speed dial.
In your speed dial? When have I ever spoken to you before?
We're neighbors. It was in the phone book. I have all my neighbors in speed dial. Okay? Can you help me now?
No. Because the people that live across the street wouldn't have my number on speed dial.
I got it from the phone book. It's on whitepages.com.
Really? You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Huh?
My name.
Why are you being a jerk about it? I'm just trying to get help.
Hey! What's my name?
Don't be a fucking jerk. You fucking asshole. I'm just trying to get help. Just come over with
thanks. Thanks for taking up my fucking time. And if you call again, I will call the cops.
Oh, you poor baby. And he's gone. You know, if someone ever did get stuck in an underground cavern labyrinth thing with secret passages and bone pianos, then they'd be dead, because nobody would help. Nobody would help. Prank call mania is like, tell him there's some deformed guy down here asking for a baby Ruth. I think right now is a good time for a bathroom break for everyone. So everyone, take a bathroom break. I'm going to take a break to get ice cubes for my Four Loko because it's all warm now. That's the bad thing about having a gigantic can of alcohol is it gets warm really fast. And bathroom break time. 2 or 3 songs and I'll see you after and then I'll quit.
Hello,
Musa.
Who is speaking?
Oh, it's Aaron, leader. I'm your neighbor. I'm just like on the other side of the street from you.
What you want?
Oh, I found a secret passage in my basement, and I think it leads to your basement. Like, I've been banging on the ceiling. Can you hear me?
We don't have a basement.
Yeah, I think it's a secret basement. I think it's been sealed off. But I'm trying.
You don't have it.
No, I'm under your house right now, and I'm just trying to figure out how to get. Like, is there a door over there somewhere?
Excuse me, I can't understand what you
mean. Yes, you can understand me because you responded.
What?
You can understand me because you responded.
What finding?
What?
What you want?
I need to know, like, is there a door? Is there a hatch in your floor? I'm just trying to get out of here. I'm lost. This is Steven from behind your house.
You are behind my house?
No, I live in your neighborhood. I'm on Lindenmere Place.
What you want?
I'm in an underground passageway, and I think I'm under your house.
And I don't know what you want. I don't know who you are.
Do you know where the exit is? Do you know how to
Your words are not very clear.
My words what?
Not clear. I don't understand what you mean. Call again.
I'm in a tunnel. I'm in a cave under your house. Underground.
Nobody's at my mom's house.
Like, I think I'm under your house. I'm banging on the floor. Can you hear me banging on the floor? Maybe if you turn down the goddamn music, you can hear me. Ma'am? She hung up, I think. Yep, she hung up. She's gone. Ugh. Okay, fine, whatever. Stay down here and die. Alright, let me... I'm on a new street now, so... let me see what else I can find on the street.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return.
Balls. I want to do some more Bel Airs. I really like the whole idea of this. Yo Holmes to Bel Air. But it seems like, I don't know, nobody's answering. It's like they all go out on Saturday nights or something. They're not weirdos that stay inside and make prank calls for whatever reason. God. And Dark Stranger wants me to say that she wants me to come across the Batcave while I'm down there. I think that's the best idea ever. I'm gonna do that, Dark Stranger. I'm gonna find the Batcave. It's gonna be right next to the Cannonball Chamber from the Goonies.
Hello.
Hi, Evelyn?
Yes?
This is your neighbor, Shiva?
Who is it?
This is your neighbor. I found a door in my basement. This is James, and I found a secret passage, and I think I'm under your house.
My neighbor?
Yes, do you hear me knocking from underneath the house? I've been knocking up on this wooden ceiling.
Mary, your name again? My neighbor James. I don't.
Yes, I'm on Stradella Road. It's just I don't know. I'm kind of around the corner from you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know you.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm underneath your house right now. Like, there's a bunch of secret passages in the neighborhood that I stumbled upon. And I was just wondering, do you have an opening? Like, is there maybe a secret hatch underneath your carpet?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help you. Thanks, sorry.
Well, no. Do you have a basement? Do you have a basement, ma'am? Ma'am? Evelyn, I know you. I see you all the time. I wave to you. Don't leave me down here to die. Please, Evelyn, I need your help. Evelyn? Evelyn, hey. Hello?
No, please, stop calling me because you're using your,
I'm using my what? What am I using? Don't just trail off in mid-sentence. What am I using, Evelyn?
Hey, please hang up and then otherwise I need to call properly.
Okay, well, I just need your help. I'm in a secret passage underneath the house.
I don't have anything underneath my house.
No, it's a secret room, I think. And I was wondering if you know a way to get out. Like, can you go to your basement? Do you have a basement?
This is AT&T. Can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, she hung up. Stupid Evelyn. Nobody in Bel Air is just willing to help anyone. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. I think I should give up on this whole idea of prank calling and do something different. All my ice is melted already. I think I need to take another break and get more ice cubes. Okay, back to Outcast. While I look up a few more numbers. Where the hell is Sloth? Sloth, you said you were going to do a show tonight. Do your stupid show.
Hello.
Hey. I think this is your neighbor, David.
What do you mean by neighbor?
I was calling for Sing.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Mr. Frawley?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I just was thrown because it was a San Francisco number calling.
Oh no! It's just my cell phone. I found a secret passage in my basement, and I think I'm under your house now.
You're doing what?
I think I'm under your house. I found this series of tunnels and labyrinths and caves and stuff, and I think I'm under your house, and I've been banging on the ceiling. Have you heard me banging on the floors?
No, what the hell is going on?
Well, I found a secret passage in my basement. And I was hoping, I can't seem to find a way out, and I was hoping maybe you could, do you know of any doors in your basement that you've never opened?
We don't have a basement of any kind.
A cellar or anything?
No cellar, nothing.
Oh.
He says it's the guy next door. What was your name? What's your name, David?
Yeah, David Wahlberg.
Wahlberg?
Yeah, I'm down the street a bit on Monstradella.
So how the hell is a tunnel that long that you think you might be up here?
Yeah, it goes underneath the whole neighborhood. I was able to get GPS coordinates. It looks like it's right on top of your house. But I can't find my way back to the entrance because the door's shut.
No, we don't know anything about it. I'd like to know about it, though.
Yeah, well, it's under your house, and there's stuff down here. You don't own all this stuff?
What stuff?
Just, stuff. I can't... It's hard to see because I just have my cell phone camera.
No, we don't have any stuff. Is this some kind of a joke?
Oh, no, of course not. I'm trying to figure out... I'm really lost. I'd like to find my way out of here. There's no hatches...
Go back to where you came in.
Well, I've taken a lot of turns at this point.
Yeah, I don't believe you. I don't believe this is happening.
Why don't you believe this? I'm trying to get help. I was hoping there might be a way for you to get down here.
No, there's no way because I don't know of any way. I don't believe there could be a way. Nobody has a basement up here.
Well, I know that. It's like a secret room, though. And maybe if you pull up your carpet, you'll find a hatch.
No, I'm not doing any such thing.
If you could do that, that'd be great, because it's...
Talk to him.
Is that...
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who are you? This is...
David Wahlberg.
This is Echo.
Oh, hey, it's David Wahlberg. Down the street?
Yes.
Hey, do you know about any underground passages around here? I'm kind of lost, and I'm trying to find my way back to my house.
No, we don't know. But what where you live?
I'm on Stradella. I'm just down the street. I'm at 1374.
1374. My God, that's far away from where I live.
Well, it's not that far, really. I mean, you're just. You're at 1420.
Far away. You know, you called the wrong number.
No, you're at 1420, right?
Yeah.
So it's not the wrong number. I think I'm under your house. I have GPS coordinates, but I can't figure out how to get back to my house because my signal's really bad.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I found a car down here. There's a car.
Down in the tunnel?
Yes, there's a car. Definitely a car. It's like a black car, but it's hard to see because of my cell phone light.
Yeah.
Can you maybe come to my house with a lantern?
No, and I'm not going to. Call 911.
No, because there's stuff down here, and they'll probably take it.
Yeah, something's wrong with this. Somebody's pulling a joke or something. Call 911 and don't bother us anymore.
I'm just trying to get help from a neighbor. I don't see why you're being a jerk about it. You don't need to be a jerk about it. Big jerk. Big jerky jerk face. Jerk head. Goddamn jerk. Oh, he's gone. Maybe I should stop doing the same prank over and over. What do you guys think? Yeah, I think this is played out. I think I'm done to quit. It's time to quit on that one. Okay. All right. I think I'm going to check, hey, maybe I could try those, Twitter things. Maybe some of them will pick up by now. Yeah, let's do that. Let's get some more voicemails. Yeah, 911 doesn't work in the tunnels. Only local numbers do. I think that's how that works.
Now this is a story all about how my life flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my...
Breaking news, everyone. Breaking news. A radio host, Kid Craddock, died of a brain aneurysm this evening. Tonight, Kid Craddock. Do you guys know who Kid Craddock is? If you guys know who Kid Craddock is, tell me this, because I was looking at his website the other day, and is he the guy that used to go by Kid Chris? Because if it's Kid Chris, then I know him, but maybe that's a completely different guy. I don't know. I don't know why I was even looking at his page. That's weird. Okay, I was looking at the tweets. Sue, the first person I called, the second person I called, Sue, and I talked to her husband, and he got really mad at me. I was trying to see if she posted anything, but instead she posted about Kid Craddock dying this evening of a brain aneurysm. Okay, back to music, and I'm going to look at the rest of these Twitter thingies.
To sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Rest in peace, Kid Craddock, whoever you are.
Don't stay, but lean a little bit closer, see. Smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, I know you like to bang, yo. Don't stay, but lean a little bit closer, see. Roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo boo boo. I know you like to bang, yo.
So is he Kid Chris? That's what I want to know. Is he Kid Chris?
You have reached 813-2.
Voicemails again.
Hi, this is Allison. Leave me a message. At the tone, please.
Stupid Beth. Okay, so I've called all of the Twitter people back already, and none of them answered, and none of them tweeted about the calls that I made.
So fail. Thank you, Lux, for telling me that Kid Chris is not Kiss, Kid Craddock, whatever. Not the same person. Not the guy I used to know a long time ago. For some reason, I got those two confused. I don't know why. That's weird of me. So I've basically been doing this for 3 hours now. It's time to quit, right? I think I'm going to quit. It's time to quit. I'm going to quit. I'm quitting. Oh, hi, is David there?
No, he's not. May I ask who's calling?
Oh, is this... this is... I'm calling from down the street. My name's James Frawley. I'm a neighbor of yours.
Yeah?
Is this Talia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you know anything, like, I know nobody has a basement around here, but I found these secret tunnels underneath our house, and I think I'm under your house now. Because I walked through these tunnels, and
I don't know what tunnel there is.
Like, do you have a wine cellar or something that might have a secret door in it?
I'm not sure. Let me ask my dad right now. One second.
Okay, I'm just trying to find my way out. And
okay, 1 second.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What was that?
Hello?
Hello? What was that noise? I heard touch tones. Hello?
Hello?
Talia? Talia? Where's your dad? Talia, are you still there? Are you getting your... Okay, she's gone. That was weird. More touch tones, though, and that was not my area code. We're gonna try and get that phone number.
Hi, you've reached Carrie, David, Liza, and Talia. Please leave a message, and we'll return your call.
No. Now they're not gonna pick up and help me. Dick Soup says to say I'm looking through a hole, and I can see your sweet pussy lips. Which sounds hilarious. Carly, this is agreeing with me.
Hi, you Carrie.
Ah, balls. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry to do this to you again, but it's going to happen again. They hung up their phone, and then they picked up and dialed a number. And it was not my number this time. I'm sure of that. I'm 100% positive. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to capture that phone number from my software here, and we're going to put it into SlyDial and see what SlyDial says about that number. So it'll just be a second this time. I still don't know how we're going to dial this number.
SlyDial, a free service brought to you by... Hey, did you know we have a new app called Go to Their Voicemail Unlimited? With Go to Their Voicemail Unlimited, you can connect directly to someone's voicemail with no advertising as many times as you want.
Let me out of here!
Be sure to check us out in the iTunes App Store. Ready to Sly Dial someone? Enter their mobile phone number now, or the first four letters of their Sly Dial nickname, followed by the pound sign. CellularLD.com. With Cellular LD, you can make affordable international calls from your mobile phone. SlyDial is now connecting you to this person's voicemail.
Hi, this is Carrie. Please leave me a message, and I'll call you back.
Thank
you.
Okay. Terry Wahlberg is one of the people listed on on that house's thingy. So she hung up her phone, and she dialed a speed dial. It started with one, and it was Terry's cell phone. Now the thing, like, okay, SlyDial's able to give me the voicemail, and I can leave a message and everything, but I can't call the number. How do I get the digits from that file that I just made? How do I decode those? There's gotta be a thing to decode them. Who can decode them? Okay, I'm going to look through some notes of mine. I think I've got to have something that can do this. Okay.
Thank you for calling CenturyLink. We are currently closed. Our normal...
Oh, whatever. Okay, I'm going to call what Sloth... Sloth decoded it somehow. He downloaded a tone decoder. I don't know how he went back and got the digits. But I'm going to call this, and this should be Terry Wahlberg. You better not fuck this up, Sloth. Okay, here goes. I suck at decoding touch tones. Sorry, everyone.
Hello?
Hello, Terry?
Who's this?
Oh, it's James down the street from you. James Frawley.
Who?
James Frawley down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah, okay.
What's
going on?
Well, I found a secret passage underneath my house, and I've been walking around it, and I think I'm underneath your house. Are you home right now?
Why are you underneath my house?
Because the secret passage led there. There's a lot of turns and stuff.
Who are you? So,
I told you, I'm James.
Hello?
This is James. It's James.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you? What's going on?
This is James Frawley from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah?
I found a secret passage underneath my house, and I've been trying to find my way out, but I think I'm under your house. Do you have a basement?
No.
I think it's sealed off or something, because I'm underneath your house. There's a car down here, and some boxes.
No.
Like, do you know of any doors or anything that might lead down here?
No, I'm sorry. You know what? Give me your name. What's the deal?
My name's James Frawley. I live on the same street as you.
Stradella. What address?
1420 Stradella.
Okay. Well, I don't think you're under our house. But what are you? You're lost and you can't get out?
Yeah. It's just I think I don't know. There's a lot of tunnels through here, and there's all this stuff down here. I think it was part of the Underground Railroad, maybe. And there's some pirate stuff down here. And a car?
Yeah. You know what? I think, can you find your way back to where you got in?
I've been trying. I've been banging on your on the ceiling. I was hoping you guys could hear it in your house. Are you home right now?
Yeah, no. Well, we're not home. How did you get our number, by the way?
Oh, I called your house and they gave it to me.
We need to check right away.
Huh?
I think you gotta turn around and get out the way you came in.
Oh, I talked to Talia. She gave me your number. She's hoping you can help. I'm just trying to figure out where I am, and my GPS isn't working too good down here.
I think you should call 911, call the police.
No.
Because
I don't want to call the police. Yeah? They might want to take half of the stuff down here, and there's a lot of stuff down here. I don't want to, you know, I think it belongs to me, or maybe you.
It belongs to you?
Well, I mean, it's in the tunnel came from my house. Even if it's under your house, if you don't have a door to it, then I think it's all mine.
Okay, wait, so hold on one sec.
Quit talking about 911. I'm not calling the police. That's ridiculous. There's no reason to involve the police. I'm not in danger. I'm not lost. Well, I mean, I'm sort of lost.
You're not lost?
No, I'm trying to figure out which part, I can figure my way back home.
What kind of car is that?
It's a black, it looks like a 60s car. Kind of, I'm not sure. It's hard to see. I didn't bring a flashlight. I just have my cell phone light. It's got red pinstripes on it. Do you own any car?
Yeah.
Like, it's a
no, I don't. I don't. Did you go north or south from your street?
Oh, my God. I think this is the Batmobile.
Oh, there you go.
I think I'm in the Batcave. Do you know where the Batcave was from the TV show? Was that near here, or was that in a different...
Yeah, no, I don't think it's the Batcave.
Well, I mean, there's these big... it's hard to see down here, because... Is anyone home? Can they come over to my house with a lantern?
Terry, you know what?
This is a joke. What? Give me.
It's
give
not,
me your phone number.
It's please. Not. It's not a joke. I'm just trying to figure out if this is under your house or
give
not.
Me, give me your phone number, James.
Okay.
Okay. Give me your number.
All right. It'd be 310.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Frawley. James Frawley.
Spell that for me.
Frawley. Junior.
Okay.
I live at 14.
And you're at 1420?
Yeah. Yeah, just a little ways down the street.
Terry, there's no one under our house. There is nothing under our house. Yeah. No, okay. Sure. All right, James, I tell you what, I'm gonna hang up because I'm going to call my daughter.
Okay.
I'm
going
to call you right back. Okay.
Okay. Is she gonna come over with a lantern?
What?
Are you gonna send her over with a lantern and maybe a bird?
A lantern and a bird?
That'd be really helpful.
I think you gotta. In all seriousness, I think you gotta turn around and go out the way you came.
Well, I just it seemed like a bird would be a good idea, just in case, just to be safe, but. I think everything's. What is she saying? Tell her to quit interrupting our conversation.
James, do you have like, who do you live with? Do you have parents? Do you have a wife?
No, this is my house.
So you're calling from your house?
Well, I'm calling from my cell phone. It's a Silicon Valley phone number.
Right, but so where are you now? You're in this cave.
Yeah, I'm in a cave. I'm pretty sure I'm under your house because I was able to get a GPS signal and it came from your yard.
Okay. All right, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you back.
Wait, I'm lonely. Don't hang up.
You're lonely?
You don't know anything about a basement? Oh, and the call's finished. Carlito's like, tell them about the methane gases from their toilet. I need some sound effects. I need, like, sound effects of me, like, trying doors and banging on ceilings and stuff. Or I just need a broom so I can bang on the ceiling. Anyway, thanks, Sloth. For getting that phone number for me, because that was obviously the right phone number. Oh crap, I'm calling them back. That was an accident. My elbow hit the button. Yes, thank you, Sloth. Sloth was able to decode the tones when I couldn't. I need to download a tone decoder. I swear there's phone numbers that you can call, like phone company and phone numbers where you put the number in. It's like, did you say you're calling from 310? That should have worked, but I couldn't find one. So it's all Sloth's fault. Fuck you, Sloth, you idiot. I hate you. Die in a fire. So if you guys are just tuning in, people in the chat room are asking where the fuck's Dirty Aaron tonight, and I don't know why, but Dirty Aaron is not coming tonight, according to NPSA Cobra. Stupid Cobra. So, and stupid Dirty Aaron. So, no Dirty Aaron show tonight. You're stuck with me making stupid calls to residents in Bel Air, California. Sorry. I apologize. I'm probably quitting soon. I'm tired. Sloth. Sloth, take over, Sloth. Sloth, or Ice Goose, or somebody, take over the stream immediately.
Open up the door. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
All right, this can't be a coincidence, right? Because, like, these people I'm calling now are Burton. The last name is Burton. It's, like, not any names that I recognize, but their last name is Burton. The people before were the Wahlbergs. And also names I didn't recognize as being Wahlbergs. But I don't think I usually get names that I sort of think I recognize from movies and stuff. So maybe Bel Air is full of celebrities that actually have their phone numbers listed. Oh, and Burton is, they're not. The phone number's broken. Okay. Damn it.
So I'll go to the next one. Oh, the one before this one, she didn't have a phone number. Her name was Hella. I thought that was fitting, considering the song I was playing.
I stay nerdy all the time. High C says hello to the queen. Nurse Hella, the greatest female MC. Well, that's just fine. I know what's mine. All I know is that I came to rhyme. Not to be pretty or to be liked by boys or by message board news talking all that noise. It's your router. Work on your flow, and you're not a threat to anyone you know. Well, how about this? I'll call you a faggot, cause I'm more lethal than plus 10 magic center Tella. Welcome to my show.
Hello.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah?
This is your neighbor, James. I'm down the street from you.
Yeah?
I was wondering, I found this passageway, and it's kind of leading underneath my house, and I think I'm underneath your house now, because it went on for quite a ways.
Wait. Say what again?
I was just wondering, like, I'm on Stradella Road.
Are you...
My name's...
Are you across the... Wait. Here's my mom.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
I'm sorry, but we can't hear you.
Oh, well, I mean, he could hear me just fine. Why don't you give the phone back to him?
Hello?
Hi.
Who are you? Who's this?
My name is James. I'm a neighbor of yours. I'm just down the street. I'm on...
Okay, hi.
Stradella Road. I'm in a underground cave right now. I think I'm underneath your house, because I found an entrance kind of underneath my house.
I actually cannot hear you, so I'm going to... give you back to my son because you said you could hear that.
Yeah, he's not fucking deaf. Yeah, so
all right, okay.
Great.
So say that again.
Oh, hey, I'm underneath your house. I think I'm in a cave, like some sort of a tunnel, and I think it leads directly underneath your house. Do you know of a basement or a cellar like that?
No, there isn't any basement in this house.
Is there maybe like a hatchway in the underneath the carpet?
I have no idea.
I think I'm under the living room area. Can you maybe pull up the carpet and see if there's a door underneath?
We have a permanent carpet.
Oh, permanent carpet. Oh.
Yeah.
Can you pull it up anyway?
Sorry, can't do that.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out the way out, and there's lots of stuff down here. You're sure it's not yours?
No.
There's passages. There's lots of booby traps.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm right underneath your property right now. So would you own this then, or do I own it? Like, can I take all this stuff out of here and to my house?
Well, look, there's police right across the street for some reason, and if you really want to find out what's going on, I'll take the phone over to them. How's that?
That'd be good. Maybe you should bring the phone right over there then. Do you have a cordless?
Yeah, we do. Hold on a second.
Okay, all right, that'd be great. David, is your phone going to reach? David?
They're all gone.
No.
I don't know. I'm not very good at that.
So these people are the Hendersons. Someone look up who Florence Henderson's husband's name is. Maybe I just talked to Florence. I don't know.
What address did you come from again?
I'm on Stradella, 1420.
What do you want? Do you want...
Well, I was hoping you could, if you could open the door, maybe if there's a door, or a hatch. Could you check the closets for maybe secret passageways, hatches on the floors?
No,
You're not willing to help out a fellow neighbor in need?
Well, I just have never heard of anything like this in our house before.
Yeah, well...
Hello?
Hi.
Listen to me. We're the original owners.
Is this
I know exactly what's under our house. You tell us your name and address, and we'll send the police there. How's that?
Why would you send the police here? I've already told him my name and my address.
No, you have not.
Yes, I told him several times what my name and address was. How would you know? You're deaf.
You tell me right now, then.
Okay, I'm at 1420 Stradella. You old deaf hoodlum.
1420 Stradella, okay. You're not even close to us, but
I know,
okay.
But no,
Stradella,
and
what is it you want?
The tunnels go on for quite a ways. I'm just telling you, I'm underneath your house, and there's all this stuff under here.
Listen, okay, and what's your name again?
James. For like the 80th time, it's James. You deaf old lady. James Frawley. James Frawley Jr. Ma'am? Florence? Florence? Did you hang up? Pick up and dial some touch tones so we can decode them. Hello? Okay, she hung up. Oh, gosh. So, I'm kind of wondering about the police being across the street, considering I was talking to neighbors of theirs. God, what the hell? I mean, why do they call the police? I'm not doing anything that warrants any police attention at all. So, I guess I should quit. I should leave these people alone, because I don't want to start up some sort of incident on Carlito's network. I'm sorry, Carlito. I'm not trying to make bad things happen, but... But I'm going to assume I was talking to Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch, because their last name was Henderson. Also on this street is Burton's. There's more Hendersons, like a few houses down, but different names. There's last name Wilder. There is, let's see, there's the Wangs. Oh, that's it. No other names that sound familiar to me. But I don't know. It's cool to think that maybe I'm talking to, like, celebrities' relatives. Possibly. But probably not. I mean, that's a pretty common name. I'm just wishing. I'm hoping. All right, let's play music, and I'll decide if I'm going to continue this or not. And Sloth, I know you're listening. Why don't you take over? Take over the stream, Sloth. Do your own stupid show, please. Please, pretty please.
Hello.
Oh.
No one is.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me? I think my connection's bad. Is this Golmar?
Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, this is James down the street.
Yes.
I'm a neighbor of yours. I live on Stradella.
Yes.
Do you know about any like underground caves or secret passages? I think I'm under your house right now. There's like a cave that led from my backyard.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sorry. Hold on a second.
Okay.
You're under my house right now?
Well, I mean, like, it's a cave. I'm pretty sure it goes sort of under your house. I've been banging on the ceiling.
Yeah, my dogs were barking.
Oh, that must
no,
be it.
No, it's never... I don't know of a cave that we have underground.
Oh, because the entrance led from my backyard, and I found this cave, and there's all this stuff down here, but I don't have a light. I'm sort of lost. But I was just wondering if you had an entrance somewhere, or...
No.
Do you have, a wine cellar? Maybe there's a secret door behind the plaster?
We don't have any of that. Can I get your number and call you back in a second? My mom's in the shower, and so I need to go ask her.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what's your number?
It's 310.
Okay.
And were the dogs barking just a minute ago? Because I was banging on the ceiling really hard, but it's kind of, there's a lot of rock up there.
No, they weren't barking a minute ago. Can you bang it again?
Okay, I'll do that right now. I'm banging right now with the broom handle. Are they barking? Are they looking around?
No.
But do you think you would be the owner of any of this stuff down here? Because it seems like there's a car and there's these crates and stuff filled with...
Oh, definitely not. No. Are you sure you're under my house?
I'm pretty sure, or maybe kind of in the backyard. There's all these saltine crackers. Do you have a bomb shelter, maybe?
No. Wait, sorry, which neighbor of mine are you?
I'm on Stradella Road. My name is James Frawley.
What's your address number?
1420 Stradella. Quite a ways away from you. Kind of around the corner.
How'd you get our number?
It's in the phone book.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll call you back right now.
Wait, I see light coming from above, and I see, like, there's this hole, and I'm looking through it, and I see a girl. Are you wearing... Do you have big, puffy pussy lips?
Big, puffy what?
Pussy lips, because I can see through the hole. Are you wearing a skirt?
No. You're definitely at the wrong house.
Do you think... Is there, like, a cellar door? I mean, she's on the phone. She's quite a ways.
I'm pretty sure, because you're calling from a number that's 16-something.
Yeah, that's and you Silicon Valley. That's my cell phone number for my business.
Can you describe your house to me?
What?
All right. We want to know what your house is. Should I call the police? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just trying to figure out whose house I'm under and if I would be, like, the owner of all this stuff down here or if it would belong to you because I found all this.
No, I think you can be the owner. It's definitely not mine.
Okay.
But, I fear loss. I don't know how to get you out of the cellar. I can... Try to call the police to have them find you. If you're seriously lost, I don't want you to get hurt down there.
No, I'm not hurt. I can find my way back. I have my cell phone light and everything, and a GPS sort of works down here. But I'm
okay.
It's definitely not you. I see through the floor because I can see through the floor, and there's somebody on the phone, and they have like really puffy pussy lips.
Lips?
Yes.
Puffy lips.
Pussy lips.
What?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Are you wearing underwear is what I'm asking.
Did you say pussy lips?
What? No, that's gross. What are you talking about? That's disgusting. Come on. Keep it clean, please. Got them to hang up. Yeah, I should have. Yeah, evil ideas. Yeah, should have. Maybe I'll cut that out. Cut that part of the show out of the podcast. I don't know. Okay. Should I keep this up? Should I? I don't know. Couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air. There's a leak down here.
Hello?
Hello, is this, I was calling for Booker, is this Maria?
Who is this?
Oh, did I reach Maria? This is James down the street, I'm your neighbor.
Who?
My name is James, I'm your neighbor, I'm down the street.
Yes?
I'm on Stradella Road.
Yes?
Hey, hi, is this Maria?
It's quite late, is this something?
Oh yeah, is this, I found a secret passage in my backyard, And I...
What?
I found a tunnel, a cave, a labyrinth underneath my house. And I think I'm under your house right now. I think I'm in your underneath your house, underneath your backyard, in a tunnel. And it's a cave full of stuff. Full of...
How can you be underneath my house? Are you kidding?
No, no, I'm not kidding. I think it's like a secret passage. It was in my backyard, and I'm like a block away from you. And my GPS says I'm underneath your house.
How do you know my phone number?
Oh, it's in the phone book. I looked on my cell phone.
It's not in the phone book.
It's on whitepages.com.
Yeah, I can't talk to you. It's so late now, okay?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, like, do you know where the door is to get out of here? Maria? Maria? What kind of neighborhood do I live in where I can't even depend on my fellow neighbors to help me out of a jam? This sucks. This sucks. So I just want to say, you know, go on the record and say that Carlito gives me permission to continue with this. Because, you know, it's not my fault that they're overreacting. I'm not doing anything wrong here. So it's okay, right? So I'm calling their other number now. They have two phone numbers. Maria does. Maria and Booker. Wow, my ice has melted again. I need to go down for more ice cubes. So thanks, Carlito. You're the best, Carlito. Hugs, Carlito. Lots of hugs. I think I might take a break and go get some more ice. My Four Loko's gone, though. Someone to rip up their carpet. That's gotta happen tonight. I want to rip up someone's carpet. That'll be hilarious. Looking for the Batmobile. Okay, alright. Back to music. I'm gonna play a couple songs. I'm gonna do a couple things here. I'm gonna do something that's really important, and really it involves the show. It's something that needs to be done immediately. And you guys will appreciate it. So I'm going to do that. You guys can take a break now. Go urinate and refill your drinks and do your stuff. Okay? Go say hello to family. Three songs. Three songs and I'll be back. Bitch, look in my mouth. Snack time, sucker, simple, sit a fire sandwich. I feed them at the mouth, mama bird's eye antics. Seems to dance at the disco, this is a panic. The best beat in the universe was made by Maddox. Okay, I'm back. I'm getting ready to call the very last one on this particular part of the neighborhood, on this street. It's Raymond is the name. Oh, and the thing I did while I was gone is I made this amazing Fresh Prince loop that you're hearing right now. It's a bad loop. Like, you can tell where the cuts are, but it's, you know, two bits of the song pasted together. Sounds horrible. But it's a Fresh Prince loop. It's a Bel Air loop, and it's very fitting because all the numbers I'm calling tonight are in Bel Air. So I'm going to try this last one on this street. Get me out of here! Can't believe they called the police. Yeah, but you guys, like, okay, listen, if you ever get a weird phone call on your home landline that you all have, and they say weird, bizarre things that don't make any sense, but they're not threatening you, they're not, you know, they're not doing anything that would be any kind of a threat to you, they're just being weird, don't call the police. Why would you call the police? Don't call the police on weird people. They're not bothering you, come on. God. Okay, so another song or two, and yeah, really, like, at this point, I've been doing this for 4 hours straight now, and if you're listening to the podcast, it's probably going to show that we're at about 2 hours now,
because I cut out all the music and I cut out all the garbage, boring stuff. And I'm sure half of the show has been garbage, boring stuff. Yeah, Sloth says it's illegal to be weird. Sloth, are you doing a show tonight? Are you getting on the air? Get on the air tonight, Sloth. It'll be fun. And I'm sure it's not taking anything away from resources, because it's the Bel Air Police. What else are they doing? They probably have their own blog. And if you guys can find like a police blotter blog type thing online somewhere, where we can find out, like, you know, every single neighborhood, every single person in the entire neighborhood of Bel Air called the police tonight reporting some guy lost in a tunnel under their house. That'd be pretty hilarious. Okay, so I'm going to play some sort of music stuff here, and then I'll be right back.
Keep moving, keep moving.
Smile with my face up a scene in your magazine. Like a star, I've been way above par. Or at the bar, have a drink going up for me.
Hi, this is Antonio. I'm sorry I cannot answer your call personally, but if you leave your name and phone number, I call you right back as soon as possible. Please wait for the beep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Antonio, it's your neighbor. It's Douglas. It's Douglas Moreland. Are you there? Pick up. Antonio? It's kind of important. Can you pick up the phone, Antonio? Antonio, please pick up the phone. Hello? Hello, Antonio? I know you're there. Come on, Antonio. Please, Antonio. Please pick up the phone. I need to talk to you. Antonio, I know you're there. It's Douglas. I'm your neighbor. I'm not a stranger, okay? I'm going to try and call Juan. If you're not picking up, I'm calling Juan right now. Calling Juan. Juan will help me out of a jam. Come on, Juan, pick up your phone.
Mailbox is unable to accept voicemail messages at this time. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Fucking Juan. Okay. I'm gonna call Stephanie. Okay, Juan. Okay, whatever your name was. Antonio. I'm gonna try Stephanie. She's gonna help me. Calling Stephanie. Answer your phone. Come on, Stephanie. I need your help. If Stephanie's not going to help me, I know Donald's going to help me. Donald, you'll help me, right? Come on, Donald. Alright. You're my only hope, Donald. Oh, goddammit, Donald.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
You know, whenever Donald won't help me, there's always one man I can count on, and that's Benjamin. Benjamin's always willing to help a nigga out. Oh, Antonio? Hello? Antonio? Antonio, do you have a bird? I need a bird. Antonio, I heard you say something.
Oh. What? He picked up and said something. Okay, hold on. Let me get Antonio back. I'm going to call you, Antonio. I know. Help me, Antonio. You're my only hope. I knew Antonio would help. All right, here goes. Calling Antonio back. I didn't imagine that, right? He did pick up and say something. Antonio?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Douglas.
Who?
Douglas, down the street. Douglas Moreland? Antonio?
I can barely hear you.
Oh, yeah, I'm in a cave. I'm below your house, I think. I'm trying to find my way out of this cave. I found this underground network of caves and tunnels. Pretty sure it's the Underground Railroad. And it started in my backyard through a sinkhole, and I think I'm under your house right now.
Like, what?
I think I'm underneath your house in a cave. It's a labyrinth with booby traps and cars and crates full of saltine crackers.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in a tunnel, underground, mysterious tunnel, and I think it leads right under your house. And I've been banging on the ceiling. Can you hear me banging on your ceiling, right on your floor?
Can you? In which house?
Well, are you on Savannah Road?
Yeah, I am Savannah Road.
Okay, do you hear me banging on your floor?
No.
You don't hear that?
I hear you banging on the phone, but I don't hear it in my house.
Oh, do you know of any tunnels? Do you have a basement, maybe, or a cellar, a wine cellar?
No, I don't have a wine cellar here.
There's lots of pirates' booty.
What?
I found lots of pirates' booty down here. And I think, like, maybe you own some of it because it's on your property? The tunnel led all the way over to your house.
What tunnel?
The tunnel from my backyard. It started in the backyard where there's a sinkhole. And I jumped down in there, and the big network of caves and tunnels led over to your house. So I think I'm underneath your house right now. I'm banging on the ceiling. Do you hear that?
I hear you on the phone banging, but I don't hear you banging on my house.
You don't feel it like on your feet? I think it's a evil idea. Says it's cartel drug tunnels. But maybe I shouldn't say that. No, okay, scratch that. That's a bad idea to say that, because I know how crazy you guys get with calling people that you shouldn't. Do you know of any hatches in the floors? Underneath the carpet, maybe?
No.
Do you have some sort of wine cellar with a door? Yeah, any kind of a basement?
No, I don't have a basement.
I think I'm under your living room. Can you pull up your carpet? Pull the carpet off of the floor and see if there's any doors underneath your floor?
No, my house is sitting on a concrete floor.
Yeah, I think that's how they made the caves. That's why your house doesn't collapse into this big maze of tunnels and caves down here, I think. But I'm pretty sure.
Who are you?
My name is Douglas Moreland. I'm your neighbor. I'm over on Savannah Road, just a few houses down. I'm on the opposite side of the street as you.
No, I think you're on the wrong house.
Oh, well, I mean, you're at 10848, right?
Yeah.
Yep, this is the one that my GPS says I'm under. I'm underneath your living room. Can you pull up the carpet and see if there's a secret hatch?
I don't have a carpet.
Oh, what do you have, hardwood?
I have a concrete floor, and then I have granite floor.
Granite. Oh. Do you have a sledgehammer?
What?
Do you have a sledgehammer?
No.
Some sort of a really large, heavy, blunt object. Your house is two stories, right?
What?
Your house is two stories tall?
No, it's not two stories. It's one story.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe you could, like, throw a piano over the railing down the stairs and, like, break the floor open?
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have any sort of, do you have a bat? Something you can, like, bang into the floor really hard and try and break through down to where I am?
What are you doing down there?
I'm trying to figure my way out. Do you think maybe you could come over to my house, but bring a lantern with you? Because I can't see. All I have is my cell phone light. Do you have a lantern? A gas lantern?
I what?
Do you have a gas lantern?
Gas lantern?
Yes.
Oh, I have a flashlight.
Oh, that's not going to work. We need a lantern. It's a cave. Do you have a bird? Do you have a bird, maybe? A bird? Cockatiel? A parrot?
No.
Do you have an... Do you have an antimatter rifle?
A what?
Do you have an antimatter rifle?
Gun or rifle?
Antimatter.
You know... There is a lot of echo. I cannot understand what you're saying.
It's because the room is so open. It's this huge cavern underneath your house. Like, I think if you were to break through to the floor, I think you would own all this. I think it would make your house worth a lot more money. Like, you know, you'd have like a five-story house, but it would just be under the house.
No.
Yeah.
My house is sitting on concrete floor. Where do you live, you say?
I'm just down the street from you. I'm on Savannah also. I'm on 10865 across the street. My name's Douglas. Do you have a canary?
What?
Do you have a canary or a railgun?
A what?
A canary. You know, a bird?
No, I don't have.
Oh, because we could use the bird to find out if there's poisonous gases down here. Because if the bird dies, you know, then we would know to get out really quick. Because I could be dying right now, for all I know. But I don't think... everything seems okay. So don't worry your pretty little head, okay? Okay, Antonio?
Yeah, I don't know where you are.
I'm under your house.
No, you cannot be under my house. There's nothing under my house.
Well, no, it's a secret cavern. Like, huge caves, and there's pirate booty down here, and there's a piano made out of skeleton bones.
Where?
Like, right underneath your living room, there's a skeleton bone piano, and when I play it, pieces of the floor fall out.
No, I don't think there's anything there, because... No.
But I hear something coming. I can hear something coming from down the hall. Do you hear anything underneath your house?
No, I don't hear anything.
It sounds like a killer robot, possibly. Antonio?
Yeah?
I think there's a killer robot here.
What?
I think there's a killer robot in the room.
Hello?
Antonio?
Yeah?
There's a robot.
There's a what?
Oh, crap! Crap, crap! Antonio! Yeah. I think I'm under attack from killer robots.
What?
Break through your floor. Break through the floor.
I cannot hear anything.
You can't hear the robots.
What?
You can't hear the robots shooting at me?
No.
Antonio, I need your help.
What?
I need your help, Antonio.
Yeah, but where are you?
Okay. All right. I think I escaped from the main cavern, and I left the killer robots behind. So everything's fine. Everything's okay. Okay, Antonio?
Okay.
There was an army of robots down here. But everything's okay now, okay?
Okay.
There was just like this...
Which house do you say you live in?
I'm over on... At 10865 Savona Road? Just down the street from you, like across the street? I have to talk quiet, because I think the robots are looking for me.
10865?
Yes, yes. The entrance to the tunnels are in my backyard. Can you come over and come down into the tunnel, but bring a lantern with you?
I have a flashlight.
No, it's got to be a... it's got to be a lantern, okay? You don't have a lantern?
No, I don't have a lantern.
Shit.
I have a little flashlight.
Shit. Well, I don't have a fence or anything. Just come right into the backyard and look for the sinkhole and jump in. Shit. Are you going to help me, Antonio?
What?
Are you going to help me?
I don't know where you are.
I've told you my address several times now.
10865?
Yes. Oh, crap. Crap. Just a minute. Hold on. Do you have any plasma rifles? Crap! They're after me again! Okay, I hung up on him. I hung up in the middle of our battle. So I hope he's not too worried about me. All right, that was exciting. Robot armies. Yep. I hope he comes over and helps. And he's a good neighbor. EMP grenades. That's what I should have asked him to bring. Some EMP grenades. Danger Will Robinson. Okay, I'm gonna play some songs again. And, Hold on. Do. I gotta play a robot song.
Oh my god, they're infecting the city! They're coming down from the sky! I'm scared! I'm kinda crazy, full of metal nuts and bolts and ray guns!
Oh, I understand. I woke up in a dumpster, feeding for crack. I had a broken arm and a bruise on my nutsack. And I just got ass from this fat bitch who's got her eye on my bus pass. But she's got a mustache. Won't you please get out of my trash?
Okay.
Then this alien on a galactic mission told me a bunch of shit and he was hoping I would listen. You live the grimy life, it's so dirty, not clean. You're a hardcore punk like Avril Lavigne. And you know these machines from outer space?
The ones that eat better.
They came from the sky when I was eating pie. I wasn't even scared, so I didn't even cry. I wasn't even high, I wouldn't even lie. I saw these robots, but I didn't run and hide. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash. Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash. Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. I wake up in my clothes, I fuck a lot of hoes.
Do aliens exist?
Nobody knows, but I know that aliens do exist. exist. I know because an alien gave me a kiss. So I gave him a hug and he shook my hand and he said,
I'm from Japan.
Cause aliens are good and robots are bad. A robot's brain is controlled by the man. Saw this robot in the back of my barn.
What'd you do?
I beat him up with my prosthetic arm.
Ouch!
Ow! Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your hash.
Here you go.
Rapping robots will fuck your face.
My face.
Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your hash.
Yoink.
Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass.
Vinditron is saying hilarious things, by the way. He's he wants me to ask permission to smash the support pillars underneath his house, which I won't do, because you know, we don't want them to call the police. We don't want to give them reasons to call the police, because, you know, if I say that, they'll definitely call the police. I don't think they'll call the police otherwise. And he also wants me to tell them that I found a lost city in the catacombs underneath their house. Oh, and the guy with the name I can't pronounce says it's an entire city of reptilians in stasis.
Hello?
Hey, Ian?
You have the wrong number.
Oh, it's not Ian Schneider?
Yes.
Oh, are you Ian?
What?
It's Roland from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
So, is it the wrong number, or did I reach Ian?
No. What are you calling about?
Oh, I found a secret passage in my backyard, and I think I'm underneath your house right now. There's like this big network of tunnels and caverns.
Yeah.
And I found a lost city underneath the street.
You found a what?
It's like a lost city. Like there's a whole city down here. It's in the catacombs underneath our house.
At this time of night, you're under my house?
Well, yeah, no, it's not like I'm under your house. It's nothing to worry about. I'm your neighbor. I'm just a couple houses down. This is Josh. But, like, I found... I'm in these tunnels underneath the house. And I was wondering if you knew where the entrance was to the tunnels from your yard.
I'm sorry. I'm sound asleep.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know anything about this lost city?
Heavens no. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's all these, like, these...
What street are you on?
Chambers. I'm on Samara Road. I'm just a few houses down. I'm at 1033.
Oh, you've got the wrong number. I don't live on that street.
You don't live at 1118 Samara?
What?
You don't live at 1118 Samara Road?
No.
Did you used to? You used to live there, right? Don't... Aw. She sounded like she's buying it. Like, I think if she would have actually lived on that street, then she would have kind of bought my story. I got to sort of use your idea. Whoever gave me that idea, I completely forget now. All right, Ali, I'm in. Next is a guy named Ali.
Hi, thank you for calling. Please leave a message and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you again.
Hey, baby. It's your neighbor. It's Douglas. What you doing? What you doing? Oh, no. White Pages has got me stuck on some crazy thing. I don't know where I'm at now. Roscoe Mirror... Alright, I gotta figure out where I am. Forum Road. I think White Pages just convinced me to do another road.
Nobody's sleeping tonight. Forget sleep. We're going to do this all night, you guys. Sorry. Damn you, White Pages. Alright, here we go. Reverse address. Los Angeles. I'm banging on the ceiling! Alright. Stanley Brown. Bowen. Stanley Bowen. Does not have a phone number. Let's try Nicole and Cynthia and Vincent. Oh, hi, Sally?
Yes.
Hey, it's Douglas down the street.
Yes.
Hey, do you know anything about these tunnels underneath our houses? I found one in my backyard, and I think I'm underneath your house right now.
Are you joking?
No, definitely not. I just, you know, there's a lot of stuff down here, and I didn't know if, like, maybe you guys had an entrance to this. I just didn't know about it or something. But it seems like it goes on forever, and there's this big city down here.
Are you the one having the party?
No, no parties here. I'm on Orem Road.
Douglas, which one on Orem Road do you live?
11496. I'm with Christopher and Kristen.
Oh, how do you know my name?
We're neighbors.
I know, but I never met you.
Oh, I just put everyone in my speed dial just in case. But like, I've been banging on the ceiling down here. Have you heard me banging on your floors?
You know, we just got home because my parents had a barbecue. We literally just got home like 3 minutes ago.
Oh, I see. That's probably why I didn't hear them. But do you know, like, do you have a basement or anything that would have like an entrance to this city down here?
No. Are you the guy who's on the bike?
Oh, no, I don't ride a bike, no.
But how do you know my name?
Well, we're neighbors. I just live a few houses down, but across the street from you.
I know, but I've never met you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I just, you know, we live right by each other for quite a while now.
But I've met you before?
Well, I know Jack.
Oh, you know Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, I never had the pleasure of meeting you.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, do you know anything about these tunnels and these caves and this big cavern down here?
No, like, no. How did you get down there? Is it through the entrance of your place or through Orem?
Oh, through our place. I mean, I'm on Orem, but we had like a sinkhole in our backyard.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh, yeah, and so I jumped down into it, of course, and there's just this big... I think I'm kind of lost, actually, because I can't find the exit. I hope it didn't cave in or anything. But I checked the GPS, and it says I'm right underneath your yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, and you don't have any, like, secret doors or cellars?
No, we don't have any secret doors, nothing. You know that there was a general of an army that used to live in our house.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we have that big pole. You've seen that pole that's in our backyard?
Oh, yeah, the pole, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a ham radio. And so, but maybe that they built it for him? I don't know.
Well, there's lots of computer equipment down here from, like, the 50s.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
Maybe that was from him.
Maybe. I don't know, but there's also some cars, and there's crates full of food. I think it's like a bomb shelter. But then there's a whole city. Like, there's all these buildings and houses, and they're all lit up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Are you just by yourself?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. What kind of car do you drive?
I'm in the blue car. It's a... Do you hear that?
Uh-huh.
What is that? Oh my
what
god.
What is that sound?
Sally.
These are neighbors.
I think there's robots down here.
Do you want Jack to meet you?
Well, no. I think there's robots down here. I just saw a sentry fly by.
You just saw what fly by?
It's like a robot with guns. I think they're guarding the city. I think the robots are... Oh, crap. Crap. Ah! They're shooting at me. The robots are attacking. Shit. I'm running into another hall. Crap, Sally. Tell Jack to bring a plasma weapon.
Douglas.
I'm in the other room now. I'm hiding from the robots.
Jack is listening to you.
Okay, Jack. I'm hiding from the robots. They're guarding the city.
This guy's funny. God, this is entertaining. I've had, like, kind of an uneventful day.
Sally. Listen, do you guys have a lantern? Sally?
You have, like, nothing to do. This is, like, so funny for you.
No, listen. Can you come to my backyard with a lantern and a bird?
You need to call Stephanie.
Stephanie? Why would I call Stephanie?
Because she's on the other side of you.
No. She doesn't like me. She has a restraining order.
This
Listen,
is so entertaining.
Sally, I need you and Jack to come to the hole in my backyard. Okay? I need you to get me out of this. The robots are guarding the city. Sally left me. Sally left me to die. God damn it. Goddamn Sally. Never trust Sally. Sally or Jack. Fucking Sally and Jack. Alright, let's see who's next. I bet you that'll be the most interesting call she's ever gotten in her life. And she will ever get again. Every phone call from now on is going to be boring to her. Evil Ideas is like, bring condoms, Sally. Good idea, Evil Ideas.
To leave a voice message, please speak after the beep. Thank you.
Hey, Sophia. It's Douglas down the street. I'm just exploring the caverns underneath. Okay, hold on. I think I'm gonna try and call Anton. Anton will help me. Anton's never let me down. Somebody else just hung up. I have, like, 3 answering machines running right now, by the way, because no neighbors are willing to help. God. Carlito says I need to say that I'm Michael Knight, and I found Kit buried under the house. But no, Carlito, that would be Car. That wouldn't be Kit, that'd be Car, right?
my Knight Rider history. Can anyone do the voice to the to Kit? I need help.
Help! Help!
We're sorry.
Hi, you've reached Andrew's voicemail. Text or email is the best way to get a hold of me.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Andrew!
Thanks for calling. Please leave a message.
Hey, Judith. It's Frank down the street. Just walking through the underground caverns. Thought I'd say hello to you. I'm gonna try and call Zia now. Zia and Hamid. I'm tired of you. It's almost over, you guys. I can't find any more people here. Here's one. Daniel.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Vlad Tatulescu.
That doesn't sound like... Steven.
One. To listen to your message, press 2.
Here we go. Ronald. Please save me, Ronald.
This is Dr. Onken by voicemail. If your call is an emergency, please press 03 in the pound sign. I will be contacted immediately. If your call is not an emergency,
please.
You've reached 310-472-71. Please leave a message.
All right, that's it. It's over. Blah, 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 blah. Bowers! You're the last person I'm calling tonight. I guess I should hang up, though, because I might say things that a certain person doesn't want me to say. Bye. Bye! Alright, everyone, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. It's been like a 5.5 hour show, I think. If you're listening to the podcast, it will probably be like 30 minutes long, because everything sucked tonight. Thanks, everyone in the chat room, for the ideas. They were good ideas. I love the ideas. Hopefully I'll have this up on the stream tomorrow. I mean, on the podcast thingy. Thanks, MadhouseLive.com, for letting me broadcast on your station. Everyone should subscribe to us on Facebook at facebook.com/liveprankshownetwork. That's where all the live prank shows are being announced lately, since I killed Cacti Radio. And I think Sloth's gonna get on next in just a minute, and he's gonna do another show, so don't leave yet. No, that's a lie. I don't wanna do that to you guys. I don't wanna lie. Lux is making fun of me because I said this is gonna be a 1 hour show. I meant it's gonna be 1 hour on the podcast feed. It'll just be 1 hour. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. It's been fun. It was a good time for me. Bye.
Stir the bottle. Double on the gun, please stir the bottle.